Do you have a budding young filmmaker at home who loves being outdoors? If so, right now is time to pick up the camera and get filming. Entries are open right now for Southeast Queensland's Cicada Film Festival. Laura Eban won the competition in 2016 and is one of the judges for this year's competition. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
What exactly is the Cicada Film Festival?
Well, the Cicada Film Festival, it's a short film competition for youth where they're given a chance to voice their opinion on environmental matters in Southeast Queensland.
When I think of cicadas, I think of this noise. Why was Cicada chosen as the title of the awards?
Well, cicadas, well, as we know, cicadas are quite small creatures, but they can make a massive noise. So we've called it the Cicada Film Festival because it's really about, you may be small, but you can still have a big voice.
That's true. You can make an impact. I like it. I like the picture you paint there. Does it need to be a certain genre, the films that get entered into this competition?
No, you can be so creative. It's really up to you. But I think the main thing is that it does need to be related to Southeast Queensland. And, yeah.
Okay, so there's lots of opportunities there if it's only just got to be about Southeast Queensland.
Yeah.
Are there different categories for different films?
Yeah, so we've got the under-12s category, and then we've got the open, which I think is up to under the age of 25. And they're both split into an oceans category and just a normal, just on land category.
So, okay. Yeah. And you said that it's got to be a short film. How long is short?
Four minutes. 4 minutes. So it's quite short, but yeah, you can still kind of fit in all that vital information.
And what's up for grabs? What can people win?
Okay. Well, we've got heaps of prize money to be won. I think over $4,000 worth in total. First place is $500, and then from there it kind of, yeah. So we've been sponsored by a whole bunch of awesome organisations like Ocean Crusaders and Ocean Arc Alliance and a whole bunch of other ones too who've been really generous.
You won the festival in 2016. What was your film called?
Mine was called Mermaids of the Sea.
And what was it about? Tell us a bit about that.
It was about dugongs and their importance to Moreton Bay, yeah.
Okay, and so did you have... did you actually capture some footage of dugongs?
Not myself, as they're very shy creatures, but this is one of the other cool things with the awards is you have access to a lot of amazing resources like David Hannon, who is a cinematographer. So, yeah, I was able to get some footage from him.
Okay, and had he already filmed dugongs in Moreton Bay and you were able to put that into your film?
Yes, I was. Yeah, you're able to use up to 30% of other people's footage as well as your own, of course.
And what about the technical side? What did you use to film the shots that you took?
Myself, I just used like a Canon camera. But I guess what I really love about the awards is that it's awesome if you've got a lot of skill in like media and stuff, but it's not restricted to that. So let's say if you've just got an iPad or a GoPro, you can still get out there and make a film with that as well. So, yeah.
So you don't need to know those sort of technical editing skills?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good to know, but I guess you wouldn't want that to stop you from entering as well. So, yeah, especially in like the under-12s category where, you know, you're kids, you know.
Yeah, so you've just got to submit a 4-minute film and you can put it together in a kind of basic way like you can on an iPad or a tablet.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you as well because just let those creative juices go. So if you're really into just editing and stuff, you can go full on with that. But, yeah, you can just...
Okay, yeah. So Laura, tell us about how people can enter the competition.
Well, pretty much you send in your things. It's all on the website at cicadafilmfestival.com.au. And, yeah, it would have all of the necessary information there. I think you either send it in or upload it.
Okay. Well, we look forward to looking at meeting this year's winner and seeing some of those exciting entries in the Cicada Film Festival. Laura Eban, thanks very much for coming in and telling me all about it.
Thank you so much.
It sounds like such an exciting project. Thanks very much.